Some serious levels of political emissions in Parliament today as climate change and what to do about it dominated again. Labor's weekend announcement that it'll commit to net zero emissions by the year 2050 has rallied arguments about the problem, even though it gave little detail on how it would get there. One highly respected expert in the area tells PM tonight that politicians need to level with affected communities and that the news is not all bad. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Labor took net zero emissions by 2050 to the last election and lost. While the party mulls the rest of its climate change and energy policies ahead of the next election, it announced on the weekend that that 2050 target will stay. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says that's in line with what was agreed by global leaders in Paris in 2015, including Australia. He suggested the government too had effectively made the same commitment.
Isn't it the case the cabinet committed to net zero emissions by 2050 when it signed up to the Paris Agreement?
The Emissions Reduction Minister Angus Taylor told the Chamber that's a misread of the Paris Agreement.
No, that's incorrect. We signed up to the Paris Agreement, which involves the world achieving net zero in the second half of the century, Mr. Speaker. That was our commitment.
And then he rounded on Labor for failing to explain how it was going to meet the 2050 target and how much it'll cost.
They've failed to front up and look miners, farmers, manufacturers and truck drivers in the eye and to tell them what the implications are of those targets, Mr. Speaker.
But as the government itself acknowledges, climate change too comes with a cost, with latest modelling showing the world is moving toward 3 degrees of warming by 2050 on current emissions targets. Independent Zali Steggall asked the government for specifics.
To ensure sensible economic management of Australia's economy, has the government assessed the cost of jobs and economy of the outcome of 3 degrees of heating, and what is that cost?
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, did not provide a number.
The issues that she has raised is why our government is taking action on climate change. That is why, Mr. Speaker. That is why we signed up to the Paris Agreement, Mr. Speaker.
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers had another go, this time to Angus Taylor.
Has the government modelled the economic impact of failing to meet its Paris Agreement commitment of net zero emissions by 2050?
That's not what's in the Paris Agreement. Article 4.1 is very clear. It is about global commitment to reach net zero in the second half of the century, Mr. Speaker.
While the politicians quibble about the details, University of Melbourne economist and former Labor adviser Ross Garnaut says much of the arguing misses the point.
The Australian coal industry is serving international markets, so Australia going to zero emissions and not using coal won't in itself have a big effect on unemployment.
And he says given the fate of coal miners and coal-dependent industries lies largely in decisions made in far-off lands, he's calling for a dose of honesty at home.
Any government that tells coal workers that they'll still be doing the same thing now as they'll be doing in 30 years' time is kidding them, is having them on. You could say betraying them because those communities need to be aware of the realities. Now, those realities can be good realities for those regions.
Economist and former Labor adviser Ross Garnaut speaking with Tom Eagledon.